What do funk legends, Celtic melodies, and Mi'kmaq roots have in common? For guitarist Don Ross, they all come together in a sound as unique as his life story, and Squamish audiences are about to have a chance to experience it firsthand. Canadian guitarist Don Ross will perform two shows at the Bracondale Art Gallery on November 5th. The day will begin with a 1 p.m. concert for students from Don Ross Middle School and Howe Sound Secondary, followed by a 7 p.m. performance for the community. A blend of Mi'kmaq and Scottish heritage raised in Montreal by a Mi'kmaq mother from Nova Scotia and a Scottish father, Ross notes that both heritage and environment have shaped his career. In the summers, we'd visit family on the reserve lands in Nova Scotia. As I got older and started touring, I'd also visit Scotland every once in a while, he said. But even with those influences, my music has always reflected my urban roots. Every now and then, there might be a Celtic flavor, and I've written a few songs about Indigenous issues, but most of what I do is shaped by growing up listening to James Brown and Stevie Wonder. Bruce Coburn and Joni Mitchell, among others, are also on the list. So, how did the 63-year-old musician's journey begin? A guitar appeared in Ross's home when he was just 8 years old, and he's never looked back. My brother picked up the electric bass, and I stuck with the acoustic guitar. I started with a flat pick like everyone else, but I loved the way you could play bass lines, melodies, and chords all at once with your fingers. A partnership built through social media. Ross will perform alongside German guitarist and singer-songwriter Jewel Malischke, with whom he has collaborated over the past year and a half. Their shows blend solo performances with duets, providing a varied and engaging experience. Malischke and Ross's partnership began in the most modern of ways, through social media. One day, the Facebook algorithm played one of her videos, and I thought, wow, she's amazing. We connected online, and that turned into us working together. Locals in Squamish will get to experience their chemistry firsthand now. We split the show between solos and duets. It's more fun that way, Ross said. You'll hear everything from folk to jazz to a bit of Celtic flavor. World traveler, Canadian at heart, Ross's guitar took him to places such as Australia, India, Russia, China, South Korea, and a dozen European countries. However, travel has also deepened Ross's appreciation for his home country. I think travel has made me appreciate, first of all, what a lovely country I get to live in. I mean, there are a lot of other places I love, but I realize that Canada is a very special place in the world. When I was young, I always wanted to travel and see the world. And, you know, the guitar has kind of been like a boat that I've floated around the world on. He's also learned to appreciate the charm of smaller community performances. Sometimes, when you play in big cities all the time, you get a little bit lost in the shuffle. There's too much going on, and sometimes it's even hard to draw a crowd because there's so much happening. But in a smaller community, it's much more of an event when you come through, he said. And yes, Ross is just as amused as everyone else about Squamish's connection to the other Don Ross, the middle school and the man who inspired its moniker. It's hilarious that there's a school with my name. That other local Don Ross was the longtime secretary-treasurer of the Howe Sound, now Sea to Sky, school district from some time in the late 1940s or early 50s into the 80s. Squamish's Don Ross was a very active citizen, as well as a big supporter of kids' sports, especially soccer, said retired principal and former school board chairperson, Rick Price, in a press release. This is the first school concert presented by the Bag Society. Part of the mandate of the Bag Society is to bring arts education experiences to Squamish youth. Said Catherine McInnes, artistic director of the Bracondale Art Gallery Society, in the press release. They will experience it in an authentic space, on stage at an iconic heritage arts venue, just down the road from their school, she said. For those who'd be interested in buying tickets, visit https://www.eventbrite.ca/don-ross-jewel-malischke-tickets-10362085-6671-7. Bhagyashri Chatterjee is the Squamish Chief's Indigenous Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.